In a July interview, then Department of Corrections Secretary Edwin Buss said he was up for the task of overseeing Florida's 102,000 prison inmate population, much more than his previous job in Indiana of 29,000.
So definitely the exercise in Indiana was good for me. All the years spent in the prisons and then in the administration, working for Governor Daniels was a wonderful experience. And I just can't express the words how much I learned from him.
Last year, Scott liked what he saw and asked Buss to come to Florida. But lately, Buss has come under fire with the Scott administration. This week, Elizabeth Gondles, who was hired by Buss to oversee the privatization of prison health care, was let out of her contract due to concerns about a possible conflict of interest. She was married to the executive director of the only organization in the U.S. that accredits state prison medical services. But in a Wednesday morning interview, Scott maintained prison privatization should still be on the table, but only if it benefits taxpayers.
You know, the way it works is that when we get the proposals back, if it doesn't save money, then we won't do it.
Scott also made Buss cancel an $110,000 contract with the MSNBC television show Lockup. In a statement, Scott says he appreciated Buss's service, but Scott cites, quote, differences in philosophy and management styles as the reason for Buss handing in his resignation. Late Wednesday afternoon, Scott named Florida Department of Law Enforcement Deputy Commissioner Ken Tucker as Buss's replacement. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Sasha Cordner.